the Lord good to us. And it's we've been a lot of miles since we were here last. Been Cape Town, South Africa, Johannesburg, and I forgot what the name. Then in Central Africa, and Zambia, Lusaka, and De
La Soul.
De La Soul. I'm not going to try to say that with the name. Let's turn tonight into the book of Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter. 18th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. And we'll have a verse through here. And we'll stop here and we'll just see how the Lord leads. I'm not a preacher that preaches by notes. I have no notes. I don't use notes to preach fine. I just go according to the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And if it works, then that's fine. And if it don't, we'll just say, well, we had a good time anyway. Amen. The Bible says, take no thought what you'll say. Amen. It'll be given to you in that same hour. Doesn't mean we don't study. And it doesn't mean that we don't trust the Lord and read and so on. But without His anointing, it's not good. Our grace in the mountain that we were very poor, and sometimes we'd have any salt or soda going to bread. Mom would make cornbread with water, you know, and if it didn't have any salt and soda in it, it still had all the ingredients, all the vitamins and all in it, but it just didn't taste good. It just didn't hit the spot. Amen. Same way about preaching the Word of God. We get in, read notes, and make a speech. Amen. But unless it's got that anointing, seasoned with the anointing of the Holy Ghost, then it just don't get done.
Amen.
Amen. So we trust in the Holy Spirit to bless me. So we're reading, after prayer, we're reading in Deuteronomy 18 chapter, starting verse 15. But let's pray first. Heavenly Father, we thank you now, Lord, for this another opportunity to come, Lord, and stand before your people, Lord, to speak the word. And as your servant Paul said, we're ambassadors of Christ. And we are here in Christ's stead. And Lord, we just always feel unworthy to even quote that. But you're the one that made the statement. You're the one that said it. So we stand here. We offer our best, this vessel of clay unto you, Lord. And we pray that you'll anoint our lips of clay, anoint our mind. And may the Holy Spirit just come in and take over. We'll be careful to praise you in Jesus Christ's precious name. Amen. Reading Deuteronomy 18, verse 15. The Lord thy God will raise, this is Moses speaking, the Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from amidst of thee, of the brethren. Now I want you to catch these next few words. Like unto me. Unto him ye shall hearken. According to all that thou desirest of the Lord thy God in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of the Lord from my God, and neither let me see the great fire any more that I die not. And the Lord said unto me, they have well spoken that which they have spoken. I will raise them up a prophet from thy brethren, like unto thee, and I will put my word in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. Now I want to take the thought here from verse 15. I want to use the word like unto me. When Moses said, God will raise up a prophet like unto me. Now I want to speak on ministries of similarity. Amen. Ministry is not similarity. A ministry with similarity. Now we're on our way on a journey. And there's none of us going to get out of here until it's God's time. And we'll only get out God's way.
Amen.
Amen. He doesn't change for me. He doesn't change for you. But He does lay in the Word of God His plan. And He lays it in there for us to go by. So God was telling Moses here that I will raise up a prophet like unto. And I want to take those words like unto. Like unto. He wouldn't raise Moses up again, not for the ministry to speak, but like unto.
Amen.
See? Amen. And ministry is with similarities.
Amen.
And that's what I want to speak on there. And I think it's going to help us to get our ship, just be sure to keep running straight, headed right for the right harbor, and that the wind won't toss us around as the ship does the waves on the sea and wind up in the wrong port. We want to wind up in the right port where the Lord's ordained us to be at a certain time.
Amen.
Amen. Now I want to turn into the book of Luke. The book of Luke, the 17th chapter of the book of Luke. And we'll read a scripture there. And we're going to look at some of the similarities. Before we get to the book of Luke, though, let's read here. I've got one here in St. John here that I'd like to I would like to read also. In the book of St. John here, Jesus was speaking, and remember Moses said, God's going to raise up a prophet like unto. And that's where we hinge the main thrust of our thought, like unto. So Moses said, God's going to raise up a prophet like unto. Me, and everyone that won't hear, then I'll require his hand. Alright, here in St. John, the 6th chapter, verse 14, it reads like this. Verse 14 says, then those men, when they seen the miracles that Jesus did, they said, this is of a truth, that prophet that should come. So they were looking for a prophet, the prophet that Moses spoke of. This is him. This is the one that should come. Amen. And then over in the verse 7, chapter 7, verse 40, it says, many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said, of a truth, this is the prophet. They're looking for the prophet, the prophet to come that Moses has spoke of. Amen. And that prophet that was to come, he was to be like unto.
Yeah.
He would be a prophet that God could speak with mouth to ear. That's why he spoke to Moses. And then that was fulfilled in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he came and he revealed the Son of Man. And it's very important. We'll go now to the book of Luke, because I want to get a scripture and then we'll get right on. With the message, I want the 17th chapter here of the book of Luke. And I want to read verse 30. Luke 17, 30. We'll begin reading verse 26. Luke 17, verse 26. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married, wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, and they build. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. And then verse 30 says, even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Now I want you to notice it doesn't say in the day when the Son of Man comes. It says in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. So there's to be a revealing of the Son of Man at the time when the world get in this condition. In the days of Noah, they were taking wives of all who they chose. And then in the days of Sodom, there was homosexuality, lesbian. And God said, there will come a time at the end time when most of those spirits will be here at the same time. And said, that will be the time when the Son of Man will be revealed. Amen. Again at the end time. Now I want to speak of ministries of similarity. Now Jesus came as the Son of Man. And when he came to the nation of Israel, he could tell them what they were thinking. He could tell them where they'd been. He could tell them. He could just read the thoughts of their heart, talk to them. Amen. He was a prophet, the Son of Man. And he did that ministry, and he did it well, and he went off the scene. But now the Bible says there will come a time when the Son of Man will be revealed again. Say, the Son of Man will be revealed again in the end time. Now I believe it's come time in the program of God and in the plan of God for us to look right straight at the Word of God, look right straight at the condition we're living in, and realize the time that we're living in.
Amen.
And realize what God is doing in the time that we're living in.
Amen.
Amen. We definitely have had the Son of Man revealed again to us in this end time. Amen. God sent a prophet, and that prophet was none other than Reverend William Brown. He came and he did the acts of an Old Testament prophet, and did the things that Jesus did when Jesus was here. He had a ministry like unto the ministry of Jesus Christ. Now, if we begin to look at the Word of God, we find also in the Word of God as Jesus came and he preached the Word of God, he also called 12 apostles to be his followers. And Judas, one failed by transgression. Judas did. He knew all the time that would be. But we find there came a time after they followed Jesus and saw the works he did, he called them together one day. And he said unto his disciples, apostles, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Well, they had almost as many answers as they did apostles, see. Some says you're John the Baptist raised from the dead. Some says you're one of the old prophets. Some says you're Elias. And on it went down the line until it came to Peter. And Jesus looked at Peter. And who do you say the Son of Man is? Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Amen.
And Jesus looked right at him and said, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father which is in heaven has revealed this to you. And he said, upon this rock, upon this revelation, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against
it.
Amen. So here we have on the scene now the Son of Man, Jesus Christ. And he went forth doing the works he did, and doing the acts of the prophet. He was likened to Moses. He was an Old Testament, came in the form of the Old Testament type prophet, like Son of Man. Find up and finish out his program, said the Son of Man will be revealed again.
Amen.
Now I want you to notice that. The Son of Man will be revealed again, and there will be a ministry like unto. Ministries with similarities, like similarities. Amen. As we lay this out here, we want to see the program of God for this hour. There was Peter, a man of God, he stood up and spoke on the day of Pentecost. And as he spoke on the day of Pentecost, he spoke there, and as the Holy Ghost came. Now, over in Zambia, I was asked the question many times, what is the Holy Ghost? Can you tell me, Brother Howard, what is the Holy Ghost? I said, yes, I can tell you what the Holy Ghost is. I said, the Holy Ghost is your personal portion of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Instead of a pillar of fire coming back and giving you the whole thing, he gave you a little lick of fire, which was your personal portion of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah. So Peter, there on the day of Pentecost, he stood up when the Holy Ghost came to them, and as they noticed the great thing taking place, there was many around, and they were pricked in their heart. They came and said, what must we do?
Yeah.
Peter preached that noble message. He said, repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And Peter went forth preaching the Word of God, preaching the Word of God to his brethren, which were the Jews. The book of Acts chapter 11 says they went everywhere preaching the gospel. The apostles did, but only to the house of Israel.
Yeah.
This is the 11th chapter of the book of Acts. But before Peter, before that, the 10th chapter of the book of Acts, Peter used that key to open the door to the Gentiles, because he had the key to the kingdom, and preach it to this now, and the Holy Ghost fell there, and they received the Holy Ghost, spoke to them back.
Amen.
Praise God. All right, so now we have the door open for the Gentiles, but Peter went back to Jerusalem, Acts chapter 11, and they really got on him heavily because he went in unto the Gentiles.
Yeah.
So he didn't go back. He went to the Jews. He went to the brethren, not the bride.
Amen.
Amen. He went to the brethren, not the bride. Mm-hmm. So God called out in that early church the Jews first, element of Jews to live and reign with him. And in that millennial reign, the rule over in Israel.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. They were all Jews, say. Amen. But this went to remember ministry of similarity. Amen. We have a ministry of similarity in this hour with the similarity of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
There's many that have thought that Brother Brown was the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And many have said he's the Lord Jesus Christ because he does exactly the same thing Jesus Christ did. Jesus Christ was in him, but he was in him in the office of an Old Testament prophet.
Amen.
I didn't understand this in the early 60s. And I didn't understand, after I heard about Brother Brown, Peter spoke plain in 2 Peter chapter 3 relating to what Paul said. And Peter was writing there. He says, Paul wrote things hard to be understood. Don't try to tell Titus that. Don't try to tell Barnabas that. Don't try to tell Timothy that Paul wrote things hard to be understood. It's not hard to be understood when you get it to the right people that's supposed to be doing it before the Gentiles.
Amen. Amen. Yeah.
Amen. It's
thank
like
you,
trying
Lord.
To put a square peg in a round hole. Amen. A square peg a fit in a square hole and a round peg a fit in a round hole. But get them in the right holes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
God is moving in this hour. Praise God. Amen. So as we begin to look at the ministries of similarities, I'll raise up a ministry like unto. Amen. And we know this, that Peter did not come to preach to the bride.
No.
Amen. He came to preach to the brethren. The opening of the fifth seal showed that the Jews were the brethren. It was only after the Jews rejected it, and God turned to the Gentiles, 13th chapter of the book of Acts, God told Paul, says, shake the dust off your feet and go unto the Gentiles, for here unto have I called thee.
Hallelujah.
Amen. 2 years ago, I was over in Africa preaching the Word of God, been preaching for many days there, and the day before I got to go home, I reserved me a couple of days. I got sick. That was going to take a couple of days and kind of relax before I got on the long flight. But I got sick. had to stay in the room a couple of days. And I was walking down the hall there at the motel, and a voice said, "You've got to shake the dust off your feet." Amen. You've got to shake the dust off your feet in order to be effective in this work that we're into the Lord has called. Amen. And I believe, brother, we're at the end time, and God's going to lay some similarities out here. He's going to put some what we call flags up to let us see and let us know we're on the right track.
Yeah.
There's going to be certain identifying marks to a ministry to let us see where it fits and what it's all about.
Amen.
Amen. We're at the end time, and God's going to take you out of here in a stream of fire and wrap you.
Amen.
As a Gentile bride, married to Him.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. It was only in the 15th chapter of the book of Acts that God said concerning the Gentile church, that He's going to take out of the Gentiles the people for His name's sake.
Amen.
Amen. Now you're getting the right, and then He called Paul, "I'll make you a light to the Gentiles that you may be to them for salvation to the end of the world." Now you're getting the right peg in the right hole.
Amen.
We begin to keep lined up right in order to see this end time move of God. Amen. Well, we'll go out here in the stream of glory.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank
you, Jesus. Amen. God is moving by His Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Praise God. So we find the ministry begin to take place. If I'm 46, an angel of the Lord came to Brother Brown and said, "I want you to go and take a message to the world." And said, "Nothing stand before you, not even cancer." And he would look at him and say, "You're from a certain city. You're from a certain town. And I see when you were just a child, you had an accident. And that's the reason you're limping and so on like that. But thus saith the Lord. The Lord make you whole." Amen. Amen. That ministry had walked up and down this land in 1965. God pulled the plug on that ministry, took Brother Brown home. And at that very same time, I was ministering in the church. And I didn't know, the brother told me that I was ministering with, says, "God finished all, the man finished all the mysteries of God and took him home. There's nothing more to do except read spoken word books, you know." Well, I was reading the Bible where it says God's going to perfect the church with a fivefold ministry. Mm-hmm. So I broke it down, and he said that probably happened somewhere back down to the church. So I wasn't satisfied with that, wasn't happy. My heart just burning in my chest, beating in my chest, that there's more for the ride. So
amen.
I pulled myself up in the little room, took a jug of water back, amen, the Bible and some tapes, and 40 days and nights I came out. Amen, with an answer. He was an Old Testament type prophet. He was a prophet like unto the Old Testament. He
amen.
Was a prophet like unto Christ.
Thank you,
that
Lord.
That was a ministry like unto the ministry
yeah.
that we've seen in Jesus Christ and in the Old Testament saints. Amen. As they went forward. Amen.
Yeah.
So we had that ministry like unto.
Yeah.
Like unto the ministry of Christ. But there was another man named Peter. Amen. He was the one that dealt in the Jewish ring. He didn't go to the Gentiles except the one time. He could never get his head straight on whether anybody ought to be circumcised or not. He could never get his head straight on what they should eat, certain meats or eats and drinks, what they could eat and what they could drink. And it did all right as long as he stayed with the people he was for. But when he went to the Gentiles, the Bible says, Acts 15, certain brethren from Judea came down to preach to those that Paul got converted, and they taught the people there, "Except you be circumcised and keep the law, you cannot be saved."
Amen.
Paul said,
"Amen.
I'm not going to put up with it." Amen. He went up to Jerusalem after several days of disputing and arguing with them. Amen. James stood up and said, don't put any more burden upon the Gentile church. Let Paul go to the Gentiles. Amen. And we'll go to the brethren. So they begin to separate out, going, begin to get like God wanted. Paul was the apostle to the Gentiles. Jesus Christ was manifest in Paul to the Gentiles.
Amen.
And when Jesus Christ manifested himself in the St. Paul of the extent, there's not one place in the New Testament that Paul ever quote Jesus Christ. You know why? It was Jesus Christ in him doing the talk.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You say, "That's so, preacher." Somebody said that. Somebody came and said, "I didn't know that." I'm going to check you on that one. I hope you do. And if you find where Paul ever quoted Jesus Christ, you come and tell me. Amen. If you'll read Colossians, the first chapter, verse 24, you'll find out that Christ Himself incarnated Himself in St. Paul to the point where it wasn't Paul speaking anymore, it was Christ speaking through him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
You got the Holy Ghost, the power of God, and the message right is Jesus Christ doing the talking.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Now, Peter weren't ordained to preach to the Gentile bride. Amen. Hallelujah. He was ordained to preach to the Jews. He was the apostle. We'll get that in just a moment in the book of Galatians, where he had the gospel to the circumcised. He had the gospel to the Jews. But there was one hook nosed Jews that was a renegade that never would fit in their mold, and he wasn't supposed to.
Amen.
Amen. He went out to the Gentiles and told them. He told them that whatever you want to eat, whatever served in the shambles, amen, eat and drink, ask no questions.
Amen. Yeah.
He told that young little preacher, Titus and Timothy, told Timothy to take a little wine for your stomach's sake and for your awesome infirmity. Amen. He said, be not drunk with wine in excess. Amen, amen. And whatever you eat, whatever soul eat and drink, ask no question. Just say the prayer over and eat it anyway.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Peter couldn't follow along with that. That was too radical. I'm telling you, God is bringing something. People think it's too radical. But brothers and sisters, the church is dying. It's going to sleep. There's got to be something radical if we're waking up.
Hallelujah.
Let us know He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise
ministry
the Lord. Of similarity. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So we had that similar ministry come in our day through Brother William Brown. Amen. Now we want to bring it on over how we got a ministry with the similarity of Peter. Yes, we have.
Yeah.
Amen. Right from Jeffersonville, Indiana, Raymond Jackson.
Amen.
Amen. We heard him the other night while watching on the internet. There's not a man, and don't you try to keep up with him if you do, about Israel, where Israel fit in this world, and what's going to happen to Israel. Well, he's to let us know what's to happen there.
Yeah.
Amen. He's the modern day Peter, just to show us the world.
Amen.
I'm talking about like him to. He's not Peter, but he's got a ministry like him to.
Yeah.
Amen. Now, Peter was not to preach to the Gentile bride.
Amen.
Amen. His message to the Gentile bride, there was something about it just didn't taste right.
Yeah.
But with the Jews, it fit just like a hand fit the glove. Because they kept on believing in circumcision and keeping the law and so on. And we find when Paul went back to Jerusalem in Acts 21, they were so bound up keeping the rituals of the law, they told Paul, come on in the temple and get your head shaved and purify yourself. We'll do an offering for you. Do an offering for you. That's not what Jesus did the offering for. It's a Calvary.
Amen.
Amen. But God didn't say nothing to him. He let him go because he called out a people to build a wall with that city.
Amen.
When we get to Revelation 21, 22, Revelation 21 shows the exterior of the city of Jerusalem. And it's built, the 12 gates are named after the 12 patriarchs of the Old Testament. The 12 foundation of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Foundation. Amen. The Paul said, I laid the foundation to the Gentiles.
Amen.
I laid the foundation. Let another build. Let every man take heed to how he build our home. Hallelujah. Amen. There has been a ministry. Amen. There is a ministry that has the similarity of Peter. It's got some signposts, some signals. What would you call it? Put a sign here, a flag here, or a flag to let you know, amen, what this ministry is about. It's one of the greatest ministries, amen, to going today. But it has its purpose, and it's fulfilled its purpose. Now, unless we see the purpose of it, I'm not sure that we're going to get everything else right.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on, folks.
Amen.
Praise God. Because it tells us exactly what's going to happen to Israel. And also, God allowed certain things to be sent in there to stop us where we wasn't supposed to go. Amen. You let Brother Jackson say there's come seven men to finish this thing out and all that. which we know the seven end was through the seven church age.
Amen.
Amen. It's all there for a purpose. Amen. That the plan of God will work out right. Hallelujah. There was one thing sealed up in the book of Revelation when the thunder's uttered. John was about to write and the voice from heaven saying, seal up those things with the seven thunders uttered. How many seals are there? Seven. When the seven seals open, the seven thunders made known. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the seven men have already come and gone. The seven ones doing the speaking.
Yeah.
Amen. All that's laid right in there. Amen. Some people stumble over it. Some look at it. Some wonder about it. Amen. And God left it just like that.
Because
you're
going to
pray. You're going to seek God. You're not going in on somebody's coattail. And you're not going in on the music. God is on your heart. The bride that new wine. Praise God. Amen. You can't put this new wine in old bottles. Some old bottles got so old that the old skins have burst when they put new wine. But God's got a people that will say, Lord, give me that that you have for me. Hallelujah. Ministers of similarity. I believe we've had that ministry. With the similarity of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, thus shall it be when the Son of Man is revealed.
Yes.
And the Son of Man has been revealed in this last time.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Then there's another message of similarity. Brother Raymond Jackson, amen, he'll show you exactly where Israel stood and all these things and how all that fits together. The bride needs to know the natural side of the thing. Amen, so that we'll have a history.
Amen.
There's just the ministries of similarity. Hallelujah. Well, there was another one, born out of new season, a renegade. Amen, he was on his way to Damascus.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah, the Lord struck him down with a great light. This was years after Peter, all years after Pentecost.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. The Lord struck him down with a great light. And he found out that the one that struck him down, the one he was fighting against, the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, who art thou, Lord? He said, I'm Jesus, whom thou persecuted.
Amen.
Said, thou art a chosen vessel, ordained to take this light to the Gentile. Hallelujah. Now you got a new phase of the ministry.
Amen.
Amen. The others was good, it was fine, it was perfect, just like God wanted. Hallelujah. In the early church age, we'll get just a little later, but I'll drop it in there. In the early church, there was two apostles, and there was the gospel of the uncircumcision, and the gospel of the circumcision. Peter had the gospel of the circumcision, Paul had the gospel of the uncircumcision, and both of them was 100% right, and both apostles was 100% right.
Amen.
Amen. One of them had a round post, and another had a square.
Yeah.
Amen. You had to get the square post in the square hole, and the round post in the round hole, and there you're doing all right.
Yeah.
And the bride will know the difference.
Amen.
Praise God, but we're Gentiles.
Amen.
Amen. We're not Jews. God deals with the Jews as a nation.
Amen.
He dealt with them just long enough to get a few out to live and reign in the millennium, to rule in the millennium there with them. Amen. Then he cut them off.
Yeah.
Amen. And then Paul shook the dust off his feet and said, lo, we turn to the Gentiles, for herein was I ordained.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So here become another, here came another apostle on the scene, not of the order of the 12. The order of the 12 is already finished. Amen. The 12, they did a good job. Judas, by transgression, fell, but God appointed another one. They appointed another one to take that place of the one that fell, and the ministry of the Jews' church rolled on.
Yeah.
But a few years later, God's got ready to do something else.
Amen.
Amen.
When Jesus Christ spoke, he told his 12, said, don't go to the Gentiles. Don't go to the house of Israel. Don't go to Jethro. Don't go to Samaria. But only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. This is Matthew, the 10th chapter.
Amen.
And they only went to the Jews. Amen.
Yes.
But that 12 got that commandment, not Paul.
Amen.
Paul got a brand new commandment.
Yeah.
Woo!
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Paul got a brand new commandment. His commandment was go to the Gentiles. Because by this time the Jews, God's got his number of the Jews, and they began to, they rejected the gospel. Paul tried to preach to them, but they wouldn't hear it. In Acts 13, Paul preached his heart out to them. And they tried to blaspheme. They tried to mock what Paul was saying. Amen. Paul said it was necessary that the gospel first be preached to you.
Amen.
But see, you put it far from you and judge yourself unworthy of eternal life. Lo, we turn to the Gentiles. And it was the Gentiles that he chose to take out of people for his name's sake.
Amen.
There's a lot of difference in the white and the brother. Amen. How many knows it? The Jews are called the brethren. Amen. And that's his brethren. Amen. And Israel's God's wife. Amen. Some people trying to marry God's wife to Christ. No, marry God's wife to God, marry Christ's wife to Christ.
Amen.
Amen. The Word speaks of Israel as a God's wife, a backsliding wife. And I'm talking when I say God, the eternal spirit that dealt with Israel long before Christ was ever made man of that.
Amen.
Amen. But when Christ comes, God's going to give him a wife.
Amen.
Hallelujah. His life's going to be made up exclusively on Gentiles.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There may be a straggler in there with the Jews occasionally. Amen. But God deals with Israel as a nation.
Amen.
He deals with the Gentiles as individuals.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Those that can hear the Word. Those that can get their head on straight. Those that can get on board. Hallelujah. This gospel train is pulling out.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
I'm talking about ministries of similarity. Hallelujah. Well, I can give you some other ministries of similarity. That was Timothy. Paul said to Timothy, Timothy, these things you've heard me preach.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I want you to do, Timothy. I want you to preach exactly what you heard me preach.
Yeah.
And then I want you to teach other people, man. They'll preach the same thing. And this thing will begin to snowball.
Yeah.
Hey, man, when I say snowball, I remember a bunch of kids out at the church came. We had a big snow down there. Down below the house, we got a road. They got out on them. I'm told it was too late to do it. They come, please, and come help us roll a snowball. So I got to help them roll one. We got a big one started. We got it started off down the hill. And the more we roll it, the faster it got, and the bigger it got. Finally, we just had to turn this lindy go. And that thing got so big, amen, it kept going until it got to the foot of the hill. Amen. The big pile of snow. Amen. I'll tell you, this gospel is snowballing.
Amen.
When you get everybody rolling, doing their part. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Brothers and sisters, we've got a message. We got a calling. We got a purpose.
Yeah.
Amen. Can we step up to the plate and fulfill the purpose He's called us for?
Yeah.
Amen. Or do we want to fool around like Martha and Mary? You know, Martha, she wanted to get kept in trouble about so many things. Amen. She went to Jesus and said, "Now, Jesus, I got to talk to you about something." Says, "My sister, you know, all she's concerned about is whether all this is done." And said, "Do you speak to her and get her to start helping me?" So all she wants to do is sit there at your feet and listen. Well, honey, I don't care if the little doodad does it. Amen. I don't care if the grass do grow extra weak. Hallelujah. God didn't call us to cut grass. God didn't call us to dust everything. God didn't call us to be sure everything's right except in your soul. I want to be like Mary. Hallelujah. Get down on my knees. Amen. And listen to Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah. Praise God.
Praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah. That's what this thing's about.
Amen.
That's what we give our life for. Amen. He bought us. Amen. When you've done the best of your service. Amen. Like the song the sister sang. Amen. If you don't give the best of your service, amen, it ain't out here doing something else. It's serving God.
Amen.
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 Amen. A lot of time my wife's working on one of the books. We got
about 17 cooks already finished on the internet, starting on the book of Revelation next week to interpret the book, and be on the internet too by another week. Well, I said, I've got to stop and cook supper or something to cook. I said, keep that computer going. I said, burn them there keys off and we'll get another. And I said, I'm going to get IGA. You give us a play. Let's keep this and we're going to run. Ha ha! I said, I need to mop the floor. I said, well, I'll do that, but it seems like I don't hardly ever get around to it. Amen. But the point being is, there's one thing in life that's important. It ain't how clean you keep your hat.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
It ain't how, but I tell you, you need to study that word. Get yourself. Somebody said, do a woman supposed to study the word? You're talking man and women. We're heirs together of eternal life.
Amen.
Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
There's a message setting people's hearts on fire.
Yes.
Now, what else? What else? We got the life unto ministry of Brother Brown, of Jesus Christ, it being Brother Brown. Then we got life unto ministry of Peter. It would follow on Jefferson then. Then what else? And just what else? What if there was a ministry like unto Paul?
Amen. Yeah.
What else? Not Paul's ministry, but like unto.
Amen.
Amen. Come out and set the world on fire.
Amen.
For revelation.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. That the Gentiles finally won.
Amen.
We're winners. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We went from the last to the first.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Went from the worst to the first. I remember, I guess, back in 90, I never did watch the Braves get ball games much before Joyce passed on. One day we went off, was one brother, I tell him, you don't watch the Braves, you see this, the Braves, this one. So we said, we're watching this season, you know. So we went out and Greg Maddox, one of the best pitchers at that time they ever had, he'd throw that ball. My wife said, why, I can throw that ball better than that. He's throwing it where they can't hit it, you know. I said, look at him. So he's mad at that watch you throw that ball, man. He knows they can't hit that ball. Throw it like that. So they all laughed. Of course, I didn't know either. So. But the point being, they went from the worst king there was to the first. And every year since, except one, they've been, I think they've been in the, they've won their division, except the year they had to strike or something. Amen. They went from the worst to the first. And I think you may feel like you're the worst. So let me sound the trump to you, going to the first.
Amen.
You're going up there. Hallelujah. There was a lot of ladies that accomplished Rebecca and Isaac. Abraham sent to get Isaac a bride. Amen. There was a lot of women that accompanied in the journey, but only one went into the tent.
Amen.
Amen. She went to the first place.
Amen.
I'm telling you, God's calling a Gentile bride to the first place. He's calling her to let your heart be on fire.
Amen.
Let the Spirit of God burn within you. Let nothing else in this life count, whatever it may be.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Serving God, serving Jesus is all that matters.
Amen.
Amen. Let's get our hearts on fire. Let's do our very, very best for Him. Amen. Let's put it all on the table. Don't leave nothing. Don't hold nothing back. Put it all out there. Amen. And do all you can for Jesus. Now, what if there was a ministry that would shadow, not Paul, man. Paul ain't going to come back. Peter ain't going to come back. Jesus ain't going to come back in the ministry. But Jesus, He foreshadowed. He had a ministry like unto the ministry of Jesus Christ through Brother William Brown, the Son of Man. Then here come one that walked with Brother Brown. And he was right there with Brother Brown. And Brother Brown said, Junior, in the dream, Junior, I want you to go speak for him. Amen. And then on down like that. And he preached under the prophet there, and he laid them people out cold. The Brown Father. He'll tell them whether they're missing God and all that. We'll see. But what if there's someone that ain't concerned about that group that's not even part of it?
Amen. Yeah.
I wasn't part of it, neither was most of you. Amen. We're one, we're some that's called out of season. Amen. We're renegades. Amen. We don't blend with them.
No.
Brother Jackson told him on the internet, that's the Brother Ben Howard. He don't want to work with anybody. Well, honey, I'll work with anybody who won't work, but I ain't going to say there's seven men coming when I'm open to talk.
All right.
Amen.
Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. But there's a message that's striking the world.
Yeah.
Amen. And the world's too little to hold. Amen. We're going to take it out here one
of
these days.
Amen.
All right.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Dear love.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Now, that was certain one. Again, I'm not holding to. Let's see, where we at here? Okay. There was a certain one, amen, that heard Paul speak. There was one named Apollos. We find him in the 18th chapter of the book of Acts. For several of the people I met in person, they called him aside and told him, said, I want you to go meet Paul. He's got something to tell you. Amen, amen. And now Apollos, he made such a powerful speaker that Paul said, I planted Apollos' water, but God gave the increase. He made such a powerful ministry. Hallelujah. Amen. And then here come Timothy, here come Titus, here come Barnabas, falling right in line.
Yeah.
Amen. And that message began to go. But here Peter, he sat back in the shadows.
Yeah.
And he wrote just before he died. But one thing Peter did do, he admitted what Paul said was Scripture. But he said, those things Paul wrote that are hard to be understood. Amen. It's not hard for me to understand, is you? Amen. You know why? I'm not trying to put a round post in a square hole. I'm putting a square post in a square hole. And it's real good. Ooh. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, there's a bride and her heart's getting on fire. Amen. Jeffersonville can't get it done. God ain't called Jeffersonville to do it.
Amen.
Amen. God had a big move in Jeffersonville. I thank God for Jeffersonville and all that's going on there. And there's a message that'll hit exactly where it will fit and how what's going to transpire and all this. Amen. But what are you going to do when the trumpet sounds? Amen. The Bible says the Lord Himself shall ascend heaven with a shout. The shout was a message to Brother Brown. It went forth, woke up the foolish virgin. Amen. Then the voice of the archangel. And then the trump of God. All of them just keep blending in. It all blends in one to a powerful message at the end time for the bride.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Praise
I feel like
Lord.
Your heart's getting healed, man.
Praise the Lord. Yeah.
May go a stint out, but I'm going to keep bringing it in.
Woo!
Glory to God. Amen. Woo! It's all right in the month. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Lord.
I can't help it by eyes, but I can hear it.
Amen.
I hear the sound of the going in the mulberry tree. I tell you, before you come back here tomorrow night, you get somewhere and you pray.
Yeah.
You say, God, I'm going to present myself.
Yeah.
And Lord, I want my heart to be right. I want to be prayed up.
Yeah.
I want to enter into that service doing my very best for God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Lord, I hear revival coming.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Lord, I feel something turning in my soul.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I feel like there's new hope. Lord, I feel like that revival. Amen. I hear the sound of the going in the mulberry tree. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen. All right, let's get over to just a little bit more here on Timothy. I believe there are some ministries like them to Timothy. I believe there's one of them right there.
Amen.
Some of the other ministries. Let me read that here. Amen. Maybe other ministers in the area. Amen. Let that Timothy stand up with the words. I heard a man called Paul. And he preached that word of God. And he told me to preach the same thing and teach others to do the same.
Amen.
I'm not going to be a character. I'm not going to be a repeater. But I'm going down that same road and preach that same gospel.
Amen.
The power of
thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Then other men here Timothy preach. See? Timothy heard Paul. Then other men hear Timothy. And then other men hear the men that heard others. Amen. 2 Timothy 4 chapter verse 2. Woo! Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Is it legal dance in your church? Let me do the music. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. You loving that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That made it three steps. Amen. Amen. But notice, God said, I'll raise up a ministry like unto. He didn't say he's going to raise the same ministry up. That ministry is finished. We don't need another William Brown. We don't need another St. Peter. We don't need another Paul. We don't need another Timothy. God's got some men here that can step right up.
Amen.
And say, I'll be old Timothy. I'm not talking literally. Old Titus, you know. Amen. Then Apollos. Apollos, I tell you, he's a man I got a lot of admiration for. You know why? He was eloquent in the scripture. Now let me tell you this before it's time to go again. But look here. When Peter and John went out there, they was quoting scripture and they were preaching the word of God. They were preaching to Jews and Gentiles. And they got them and locked them up for preaching about it. They said, these men are ignorant and unlearned. They don't really know a whole lot, but they knew Jesus. They took heed, they knew Jesus. But listen, they never did say Paul was ignorant and unlearned. The thing they said about Paul says much learning does make thee mad.
Woo-wee.
I don't know if I can do the twist or not. That done too good, isn't it? Amen. Glory to God. I couldn't do a hula hoop, I know. Amen. Amen. The Word of God's right, see. That's the thing about it. We're going to come to church, we're going to enjoy this thing.
Amen.
If some don't come, some don't like it, we're going on anyway.
Amen.
Amen. There's a revival. Amen. And then let it start in your heart so.
Amen.
Amen. Paul, much learning does make thee mad. They never said he was ignorant and unlearned no one time.
No.
Amen. All they had to do is open the Bible. There's a message be on the internet. Brother Paul Martin preached. Well, he's already gone to be with the Lord. He said God showed him he wasn't a man, but and he called me Brother Junior. He said, God showed me Brother Junior the apostle. Said, you may think it's hard sometimes, but said, you take the word to him and watch what happens. Uh-huh. Amen. Said, God said he was an apostle. Amen. Well, that's I'm just what God made me say.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, if you sit there and die, then you're going to have to die. You're going to have to get up and do something now or die.
Right.
You're sitting in a place like the people were there, the lepers at the camp, at the gates of that city. They said, if we sit here, we're going to die. Mm-hmm. If we go in the city, we can't do nothing but die.
Yeah.
I'm going to die trying to do something, die sitting here. Yeah. I'll tell you, get up on them and off them seats.
Yeah.
Amen. And get doing something for God. Unless we get doing something, pray, seek God, read God's Word, let the Holy Ghost set your soul on fire.
Amen.
Amen. I preach like this over there 6 or 7 hours a day. Amen. My throat give out on me. That take a couple of days off, but I think I can say one thing. I didn't leave anything in everything I had, I poured it down. There's a song like the Alabaster about pouring out, you know. I'm poured out, I'm used up for Christ. Amen. When I got on that plane, it was just getting home there. I was all used up, wasn't much like couldn't talk. Amen. The eyes swollen together. Amen. But I said, I come back, I said, I poured everything out. I didn't bring anything back. No energy, no strength, no everything was poured out. Amen. The revival fire going. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I'm all used up and poured out for Christ. If you're any other way, I don't know how you're going to make it when you come up to the throne to receive your reward. Some people have to take a sack with them, go up to the throne and get their reward. Others take a thimble and have them get their reward and have a lot of room left. Amen. I'm talking about Christians need to. The Bible says they're signed. They have forgotten that they were purged from their own sins. Means they've been born again, but basically they've resorted back to the same old living style. You cannot go back to your religious style. At the holiday in Danielsanto, they spread with all the gardeners. There wasn't hardly one of them there that didn't hear about Jesus, know what I would have done. And they were exchanging tapes, wanting them tapes, and all that. Amen. What time we wasn't out preaching? Amen. We were there giving out, talking to them about the things of the Lord. Amen. And God, when we left there, there's a minister there at the Holiday Inn. Amen. A friendly man. He was a friendly man. But I got through preaching and said, I once was blind, but now I see. Amen. I took the word of God in the book of Luke and how the two disciples on the way to Emmaus. And we followed the story where he broke the bread in a certain way. Let me tell you something, friend. Brother Brown broke that bread in a certain way, and there were the people in his day and his hour they recognized.
Right.
Peter broke the bread in a certain way on the day of Pentecost. There were the people recognized. Amen. Paul broke that bread in a certain way.
Yeah.
And that was the Gentile people. He said in 1 Corinthians 6 through 9, some of you were adulterers, some of you were fornicators, some of you were idolaters, some of you were this. And went down the line. Every one of them had the death sentence put on.
Yeah.
He said, but now you're justified.
Amen.
Justified
Amen.
Means as though you never done it. Now you're justified by the blood of Jesus Christ. The Spirit of our God, there are the people like some of them. Amen. There's a message coming out today. We can be part of it or we can die.
Amen.
There's no choice. There's no other choice. Amen. We can rise to our feet and go for God or we can die and go away.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But I thank God there's going to be some changes. So let me check this out. Get the interpretive book and check it out a little bit. Amen. Get the books on their voices finished the mystery and check it out too. Get the book on the voice finished the mystery and all and the creation of the seven angels. Get those books and read them. Check them out. See if there's something burning within you. Amen. There's a message for you out there. It's coming out on the internet. Amen. I just ask God, let me stay here long enough to get the internet out and get going. Get this out here. Amen. I think you've done more than that. Heal for me.
Amen.
Amen. To get me this far. Glory to God. That doctor said you're in better shape than mine. Hallelujah. He said, I've never had a patient improve like you. Say, amen. The only thing I said, Lord, you just help me get this word to be available. And then it's in your hand. Amen. And there it is. It's already, it's all knocking water over and everything. It's time to close, isn't it? Amen. But ain't God good?
Amen.
How many see a ministry like unto?
Oh, yeah.
Not a minute, not there's another Timothy. God don't need another Timothy. God don't need another title. God had a title and he's done good. God don't need another Apollos. He don't need another Paul. He don't need another Peter. He don't need another Jesus Christ. But he came and manifested in a similar way. Like, everybody say like unto.
Like
I still want you to say that because you say, Brother Howard said there'll be another Peter. No, I didn't do it. Brother Howard said there'll be another Paul. I didn't do it. I said there's ministry's like unto.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And those that have eyes, they already see.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. There's more to this going on, but time's going, getting gone here too. Amen. But let's pray one for another.
Amen.
Amen. If you let these meetings, that's going to be another meeting tomorrow. If you let these two meetings go by, and you sit and you're in the same, and you don't get your heart on fire, amen, then I don't know. Amen. I came up here before it was fine. I'm not holding anything back. I'm giving you all I've got and the very best of God. That's all I can do.
Yeah.
When you give the best of your service, wonder if our guest sister come sing that song again, and that'll be part of the message. When you give the best of your service, come on, sister, come on.
Yeah.
Amen. I love the old midnight step, Brother Francis, come take over here. He needs to know just this thundering out around the world and waking up people. Amen. Praise God. just so, since we got those others liking too, what if there was a ministry liking to follow? Just what if there were such? Ask yourself that, what if there were a ministry liking to follow? Then we need to respect it the same way, don't we?
Amen.
God bless you. God love you. See you tomorrow evening.
Amen. Bless them, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Okay. All right. Let's do it good.
Yeah. Amen.
Well, thank the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. know you're brother willing to do that. We'll be enjoying the message tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's time, maybe past time, that we not just go on with something because it feels good or because somebody else enjoyed it. Paul spoke very plainly about what to bring in the end time church or bride to maturity. And it's recorded in Ephesians 4:11. Only ministry in all the Bible that's given for that. And there has to be a man in an office likened unto the Apostle Paul.
Right.
And there's over 1,000 tapes. And I have followed all these men's messages that he talked about tonight. But there has never been a man to magnify his office. And I have studied all their messages, heard them all, but I say there's none in all that I've ever read after that can touch the revelation that the Lord has given him. And it's beyond, because it's for the maturing of the bride.
Amen.
And if we don't know where leadership is and don't know where that apostle is, then we can't be part of that.
Amen.
We have to know where we stand. Now, don't get cold feet. Just tell it like it is. All right? Because it's time to stand up and declare the whole council and be straightforward with it. And there's a scripture. I made a statement the other night. In the book of Acts, there's two fellows that got anointed. And they really convinced a good-sized group of people that they were anointed. But there wasn't one sheep with them because they ended up dispersed. After a while, it just dissipated away. How many know where that's at? The book of Acts, a fellow with the name of Judas, and the other was... I say that P-H-E-U-D-A-S like that.
Simeon.
There's a voice. A voice. There's a ministry that will bring a bride to maturity and perfection. And this thing is moving on. There's a little course. I don't know where it came from. I heard it years ago, Brother Ben, but I'm going to finish what I'm going to say. And I don't say this because of the man standing there. But from what I can gather of Paul's message and what his revelations have been, there's the man likened to the Apostle Paul's message right there. And I tell the world that because I can't find any differentiation in it. And I think it's great. Paul said, I magnify my office. I think it's about time, Brother Ben, stand on both feet and do the two-step or three-step and say, God's called me to this office, and I believe it because, not of the man, but because of the message.
Amen.
The message is what you've got to say. Give me a key.